Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Jazz in Durban and Divine Guidance. Durban nightlife post-pandemic. In many ways, Durban feels like a bubble that is holding its breath. Perhaps it is a projection of my own feelings, but Durban seems quieter than it was pre-pandemic. A lot of businesses like restaurants and clubs were forced to close during the pandemic and could never reopen. Davenport used to be the place to be for all young people and students. It was a vibrant street filled with restaurants, bars, spoken word events, and even one or two places to dance. Now there's only a few places open. At the top of the street, the rest of the street is dark. It fills me with melancholy seeing the stark contrast to how it used to be. It's hard to imagine how the consequences of the pandemic has devastated thousands upon thousands of lives and their opportunity to a stable livelihood. One place that's still up and kicking is the reggae bar Cool Runnings in central Durban. Here, people could smoke in peace even before it was decriminalized. I've had some amazing dance nights here in the past, but now that I am here again, I'm not feeling it. My energy no longer matches with its vibrations. Funny how things change with time. The drumming sessions every Thursday still brings me all the feels, and I would highly recommend visiting the place for that specific event. Central Durban is not a place to walk around in at night, so make sure you take a taxi there and that you have a safe way to get home after. Personally, I've gotten myself a South African SIM card so that I can use the transport and food delivery apps, as well as WhatsApp, which seems to be the most popular communication app. Scraping on Durban's jazz scene. Since most of my old favorite spots are either closed or no longer feel like a place for me, I have been searching for new good spots in Durban. The past 2 weeks, I've been exploring some jazz events that I found through a Facebook group. South Africa is not known for using Facebook to market their events, especially not in Durban, so this find really surprised me. My favorite, this far, is Jazz Mondays at the Alliance Française. The place is set up like an outside living room which allows for very intimate concerts. The pizzas are good and the beer is cold. Jazz nights in Durban are definitely a breath of fresh air. Soon it is time for me to leave Durban. I know doing this, leaving Durban, will cement the new path of this journey. I won't be stationary in one place, as I thought. Rather, I am now looking into how I can travel Southern Africa by bus. There's a whole world out there, and I am yet to get to know it. Exciting, yes, but also nerve-wracking. There is a saying that says rejection is God's protection and redirection. And as true as I think that that is, it is scary as fuck to not know what I'm getting into. My goal is to find my life's purpose. I want to know why I chose to come to this earth at this specific time in this specific body. Divine guidance. Sometimes when I need guidance in life, I draw angel cards. For this trip, I brought my deck of archangel cards gifted to me by my mom a few years back. I decided to draw three cards to help me understand my past, present, and how to navigate the future that lies before me. The first card I received told me to cleanse around me. It made me laugh since I have done nothing but cleanse for the past months. First my whole apartment in Sweden, then the relationships that fell through, the letting go of my ideas and dream of what this trip would be and mean, and now my backpacks, the only material things I have left. No matter. It won't do me any good to carry around 60 kilos of baggage just for the sake of it. I want to travel light. After a few hard decisions, I managed to repack, so I have one big bag instead of three. Yolandi has generously agreed to store the rest of my luggage in her house indefinitely. The third card read Divine Order. Everything is just as it should be. The relief I feel as I read these words make me realize that I am still carrying around some shame. Shame over doing such a drastic thing, moving across the globe, for a guy. But perhaps that was the motivation I needed in order to get my ass moving. The intense disappointment could also be seen as course-correcting. Like, it's telling me, yes, dear, you are where you're supposed to be. Just remember to keep the focus on you and not some guy. Maybe I'm supposed to do this alone, learn this, whatever it is, alone. The second card I drew told me that I have a special connection with crystal and indigo children. Maybe this is a clue to what my life purpose is. Or perhaps it is showing me who my soul community consists of. I must confess, I'm not very knowledgeable about these concepts. I only know that these types of people were born to help the earth and humanity raise its vibrations. They bring change through love, revolution, and empathy. What do you think it means? All right, guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com. or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.